5. We have one other bill, Senate Bill 82, and certainly in the spirit of bipartisan support, and this committee has had a good year, Representative Frank Klocek will chair Senate Bill 82.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. We will now open Senate Bill 82 up for proponents, and the Honorable Representative Dunafin may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's my pleasure to be on this side of the aisle today. This is an act to permit local government officials and employees to use credit cards. I think municipalities, counties, and schools are required to have the approval of the governing body before paying any type of bill. With a credit card, payment is considered to have been made at the time the credit card is presented, not when the credit card holder pays the bill. Senate Bill 82 merely clarifies that local government officials and employees may use credit cards for the purchase of material, supplies, equipment, or other authorized transactions for the benefit of the local government entity. It also states that before authorizing the use of credit cards, the governing body, that local governing body, must establish by resolution policies for the use and accountability of such purchases. Some people say, well, doesn't local government already use credit cards? Yes, so far, auditors have been willing to let the technicality slide if there are sufficient measures in place for the use and accountability of those credit cards. I think it pretty well speaks for itself, and I would stand by for any questions at the appropriate time, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Dunafin. We will proceed with questions after all the proponents and opponents are done. Further proponents to Senate Bill Number 82, an act to permit local government officials and employees to use credit cards.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Beek with the South Dakota Municipal League. We did ask Representative Dunafin to present this legislation on our behalf. We are in support, and I would like to offer my solemn vow that these will not be used to purchase liquor licenses. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Beek. Further proponents?
I'm sorry. I need to tell you also that there is an amendment that will be coming, and it is considered a friendly amendment. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Lennis Storms from Associated School Boards. We also have in the schools an account we call an imprest account. School districts decide how many dollars that's going to be. And typically, probably $5,000 to $750, and those are for expenditures that do need to be made at the time. For example, they might have to, some companies you can't buy with them on credit, you have to prepay them, or they come, I can't say the word now, but from the Postal Service, you got to pay them when they arrive. So certain purchases already have to be done that way, or otherwise you can't buy that. So for that reason, they created the imprest account. And I think this is just an extension of that, and I think that's how it's been done in the past, is that these bills still come in front of the board, and the board still looks at them, although they can't deny them because they have already been paid. But the awareness is there that money has been spent on those. I think the safeguards are there, and I would encourage you to support this bill.
Okay, further proponents? Further proponents?
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Kurt Everson, Bureau of Finance and Management. We support the concept embodied in Senate Bill 82. State government has been using what we call purchasing cards for some time to buy the same kinds of things that local governing bodies are contemplating in this bill. My primary reason, though, in appearing before the committee this morning is to pitch an amendment to the bill to expand the bill to encompass another thing. And so, Mr. Chairman, if somebody would be willing to move the amendment for discussion purposes.
Is there a motion? It's been moved by Representative Hansen, seconded by Representative Marshall. Discussion on that motion?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. The amendment that you have before you, 82FB, basically adds another section to this bill that kind of addresses the other side of the use of credit cards or debit cards in terms of the proposed amendment would allow all units of government, state and local units, to accept payments due them from their customers via the use of either a credit or a debit card. By way of background, for the benefit of the committee, last fall the governor charged the Bureau of Information and Telecommunications with basically making a very hard push to toward the design and the development of a user-friendly computerized method of accessing state government agencies and their services that's internet-based. The governor's basic philosophy is that the average citizen or business who needs to do business with government shouldn't necessarily have to care what department they are needing to go see to get something done. All they need to be able to do is basically, via logging onto the state's web page, essentially tell the state what it is that they want to do, whether it's to procure some type of a license, something that simple, or to start a new business. And our belief is, and our philosophy is, that those interested parties should just be able to essentially express that to the computer and let the computer do the work for them, walking them from department to department, essentially, along their way. To the extent that those kinds of transactions contemplate the need to pay some kind of a license fee or a registration fee of some sort, we believe that the practical means of doing that via computer is by providing a person's either credit card or debit card number to the state agency affected and process the payment that way. While my research in this issue last fall didn't turn up any prohibition in state statute toward state agencies accepting credit card or debit card payments, neither did it turn up that there was any permissive language in statute that the legislature had said this is a policy of the state to allow this. And so that's the reason for the amendment to this bill in front of you. Why it's coming in the form of an amendment is basically it's my fault. There was supposed to be a bill that was going to be dropped in to address this particular issue, and in the flurry of getting bills in, frankly, this one fell off the system at some point along the way. And so the Municipal League and the sponsors of Senate Bill 82 have been kind enough to basically offer me the opportunity to do something that I wanted to accomplish for state agencies and as well include the local governing bodies as well. The secondary issue that's encompassed in the amendment is, to the extent that there are fees that will be charged by credit card provider for the acceptance of that credit card, it is our proposal that those fees be passed along to the consumers of state services in the form of a convenience fee. This is something that is the current state bank contract with First Premier Bank does contain provisions for a fee structure for those kinds of transactions. It's a varying fee schedule based on the amount of verification that gets done at the time that a credit card, for example, is presented for as a means of payment. The fee is lower, obviously, if you can swipe the card through a reader, let the computer system working behind the scenes go check and see whether or not the person's credit is good in the amount of the anticipated purchase. The fee there is right now, what the state contract is, 1.57% of the transaction plus a 20-cent transaction fee. So just as a frame of reference, if somebody were buying a $25 license fee from some state agency for some purpose, that would come up to, I believe, a transaction fee cost of 89 cents. Seems to be kind of a trivial amount, but it becomes less trivial in the case of, say, a Department of Social Services, and frankly, that's kind of where this legislation emanates largely from. It has been the desire of the department and the desire of people who are paying child support to the department to use credit cards to pay those fees in some cases. Right now, the Department of Social Services is kind of caught in a catch-22. They cannot charge the payer, the parent who has the payment obligation to their children who are in the custody of presumably another parent. The court orders the amount of child support as an amount certain every month that shall be due. They can't add to that amount and they can't subtract from that amount, and so. It's basically impossible for them under current statute to be able to essentially assess that fee to the non-custodial parent in this case, and so this bill would allow that to happen. Then the amount gets to be not such a trivial amount. If, for example, a child support payment of $800 per month were due, and if the non-custodial parent chose to pay it under the highest fee structure that's currently in the state bank contract, that would probably come to about a $19 charge per month for the privilege of using a credit card. And so in terms of what other states are doing in this area, I took a look at a survey that the National Federation of Tax Administrators did last summer on this issue, and the vast majority of states, by a margin of 2-1, do pass these convenience fees on to their customers as a matter of practice. The amendment very simply does three things. It says that the state or its political subdivisions may accept payment due via credit card or debit card, and that they may assess fees to recoup the costs of any associated processing fees. For state government, it would give my Bureau of Finance and Management rulemaking authority to establish and set those fees. And for the local governing bodies, it basically says the local governing body, which whether it be county or city or whatever, will do likewise. So we are certainly supportive of the bill. We would certainly appreciate the committee's favorable consideration of the amendment before you.
Thank you, Mr. Everson. Are there further proponents to Senate Bill 82?
Awesome. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Rich Satgas, registered lobbyist for Association of County Officials. Speaking on the first part dealing with the bill as introduced, we support that. I think it would help us fall into compliance with state statute as it currently is. We currently have counties out there that are using credit cards, and as was earlier stated, I think legislative audit has basically reviewed how the counties are using those credit cards, and then determining from there whether or not they're falling in compliance. But I think there's kind of a gray area. So I think that the bill as introduced would help counties comply with the statute. As for the amendment that was brought forward, we support that as well. I think that the way that the current statutes are written, as was pointed out, there is no way for counties to recoup the fees that are charged to them. So they do not look at accepting credit cards because they have to then calculate that into their budgets. And so I think this is an amendment that's time has come, especially with a lot of transactions being done over the internet nationwide. I think that it would probably be something that South Dakota could look at if we were able to accept credit cards and pass those fees on to the users. I think it's a friendly amendment to local governments. I think it's a friendly amendment to the taxpayers.
Thank you, Mr. Satgas. Further proponents to Senate Bill 82 with the pending amendment? Further proponents? Any opponents to Senate Bill 82 with the pending amendment? Any opponents? Hearing none, any final comments from the proponents? Okay, we will close to committee discussion. For discussion and final action on Senate Bill 82, as amended, or no, with a pending amendment, not final action, but with pending amendment. So I guess the first thing we should do is work on that pending amendment. Yes, Mr. Henson. Okay, the amendment is moved. The amendment is on the table right now. It's up for discussion. We would open it to discussion of that amendment and ask for any comments from the committee on the amendment.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Yes. Chair. Sam Gillespie.
I have a question.
Sure. State your question.
For Mr. Everson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, since this just came about here in committee, I wonder if you can clear up a concern that I have with regard to allowing child support payments to go on credit cards. My first question is, has that ever come up before the legislature on any prior occasions, do you know?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Gillespie, I do not know that it has been something that the Department of Social Services has pursued from a legislative standpoint. I think Again, how this came about and how I came to be aware this was a concern in the department, what I did was I surveyed all of the agencies, basically finding out whether or not there were any issues that they were aware of in dealing with credit card, whether there were statutory provisions in their section of the code that prohibited the acceptance of them. Department of Social Services was the only one who really came back and said, well, it's more of a practical prohibition from the standpoint of we can't figure out, we don't have any budget within the department to pay those kinds of fees, but we do have parents who are certainly interested in paying via credit card, and there certainly would be custodial parents that are due child support payments that are interested in facilitating that as well. And so, to my knowledge, this is the first time this has come before the legislature.
Follow-up question? And I can understand that you're probably not in a position to give me any specifics on how the department intends to handle that. I guess my first concern, just thinking out loud here, is a bankruptcy situation where I'm wondering what type of burden that's going to place on the courts in terms of many times a Chapter 7 bankruptcy involves credit card. And if there is a wealth of debt on the credit card with relation to child support, what the department feels as far as how they're going to be able to make sure that there are no discharges in bankruptcy of a credit card debt that has a great deal of child support obligation upon it.
Well, if I get, at least I'll try and answer the question. In a bankruptcy proceeding, I guess the important thing from the custodial parent's standpoint is that, you know, they have been receiving payments, whereas perhaps they may or may not have in the past. There's no way to really know that. If an individual who owes child support obligations ends up in financial difficulty, ends up in bankruptcy court, I don't think it changes the nature of the support order from the court standpoint against that particular parent. It isn't going to discharge them. Certainly, if it's because their income has changed that they have become financially insolvent, then I would assume that a person's child support obligations are going to be looked at in light of what their current income is, and if that changes for the worse over the lifetime of a support obligation, then the court's going to deal with that in their normal course, regardless of how payments have been processed, whether it's be by check or by credit card.
One more question.
Proceed.
And I guess it's my concern, and I really don't expect you to answer this, but I was just feeling out whether or not you had any feedback from the department on this. My concern isn't, you know, if your income goes down or if you're getting financial trouble. My concern is a child or a credit card debt that gets discharged in bankruptcy under Chapter 7. Credit card debt is routinely in Chapter 7 bankruptcy, right, and is a dischargeable debt. And I guess I wondered if you had heard anything from the department as far as, you know, whether or not they'd thought of that or if they know how they are going to be able to handle that.
Well, I think at least from the department standpoint and from the court standpoint, the debt at that point is going to be between the individual cardholder and the credit card company, not the particular the parent, or not it the court-ordered child support really doesn't come into play at that point.
Thank you. You can see that I hadn't thought this out enough, and so thank you very much. Thank you.
I was thinking right along with you, Representative
thank
Gillespie.
You, Representative Gillespie. Representative Dunafin.
No, I think he explained it very well, and I also just wanted to point out it also allows for a debit card with the amendment, too, and a lot of people are using those these days.
Right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further questions of the proponents? Yes. Representative Rakusikanoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Reeves, I have a question. Do you know how much now bad checks we get on payments?
Representative Hunoff, I don't know how much in terms of bad checks we receive. I have some feel for the amount of debts that state agencies write off right now. There's an established process a collections process and a discharge process through the State Board of Finance. I sit on that board, as do pretty much all of the elected officials. The governor's office is represented, school and public lands, treasurer's office, auditor's office. We meet once a month, and one of our routine matters of business is agencies have to, if they're going to basically wipe uncollectible accounts receivable off of their books, they have to bring them before the board. The board basically insists, before we'll even consider them, that the agencies have exhausted all means of collecting on those accounts. There's an established process that state agencies go through. Anyone who finds someone who won't pay their bills, essentially, has to run those through a collections bureau that basically exists within state government. Obviously, if the state is a creditor listed in a bankruptcy proceeding, that's pretty much final disposition in terms of us being able to get any money out of them. And I will tell you that the frequency of those kinds of requests to the board, considering the amount of taxes that the state collects and the amount of license fees we collect, is extremely nominal. We deal with a few thousand dollars every month. Some of those are, you know, kids who have left the Regional system, owing them for phone bills or unpaid fees or those kinds of things. There are other, you know, other kinds of fees that go unpaid, but it's a pretty nominal amount.
Can I have a follow-up?
Yes, granted.
Okay. And I'm operating on a premises, and I apologize. It's not to, you know, and I guess I'm following what Representative Gillespie, although she took a different avenue on that, and I'm looking at child support. One of the things that I think is a premises that's out there, that people that have challenges in managing their finances turn to credit cards as an answer. And are we, in essence, by opening the system for child support, opening that avenue? Because yes, it's the credit card company that collects, but you're also looking at a high interest rates, and so you're encouraging maybe further mismanagement of financial resources, because it becomes simpler for, I'll just put it on the credit card and take care of it. That's why I was asking about the bad debt. You know, are we, by opening this up, and I think it's a good idea, but I just have my qualms on child support payments, and that we're increasing a behavior that further exacerbates misusing of finances, and I just asked the question.
Well, I'll try and respond. Certainly, it's not our intent to have that be the reason why we're going to open this up. I think it's just our intent is in the electronic age, where people increasingly are becoming more and more comfortable doing business of whatever kind, whether it's, you know, person to business or person to government business, we think that we need to be able to offer them the option of paying via this means. Now, one would hope that those people who have child support obligations, obviously those are recurring obligations, they happen every month. If people are going to use credit cards to pay them, we would hope they would treat them like the old American Express card, where you had to pay off your balance at the end of every month, as opposed to carrying it over from month to month. So can we control people's behavior in that regard? I think the answer is obviously no, we cannot. We would hope that they would not put themselves into financial jeopardy by incurring those kinds of interest charges. But on the other hand, the Department of Social Services' primary concern is to make sure that they get those payments that the court has ordered someone to make to their children, that they make them. And this is just one other means of doing that.
Further questions of Kurt or any of the proponents? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We will now go back to committee discussion with the pending amendment, and ask for final action and or discussion on that amendment. Discussion on that amendment? Okay, question's been called. Is he supported? Okay. Those in favor of the question being called, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, question has been called. What we'll do now is vote on the amendment. Those in favor of the pending amendment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. The amendment is carried. We will now go to the main bill, Senate Bill 82, as amended, for discussion and or action. Yes, Representative Hennies.
I move due pass on Senate Bill 82 as amended.
Representative Hennies has moved due pass. Is there a second? been seconded by Representative Lentz. Any discussion on that motion? Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor will signify by saying aye, or voting aye, and those opposed, nay, and the Secretary will call the roll on final action on Senate Bill number 82 as amended.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Sampson?
Aye.
Bergen?
Aye.
Holbeck?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Kochek?
Aye.
Lentz?
Aye.
Marshall?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Sigstad?
Aye.
Slaughters?
Aye.
Hennies?
Aye.
Denifan?
Aye.
Senate Bill 82 do pass unanimous. Is there a title amendment needed on this legislation? Does somebody have the title?
So moved.
Title has been moved. Is there a second? Okay, it's been moved and seconded for the title amendment to Senate Bill 82. Those in favor, do we need a roll call on that?
Voice vote.
Voice vote on that. Moved by Representative Hargan, seconded by Representative Marshall. Okay, those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carries. We will now turn it over to our Honorable Chairman, and thank you, Madam Chairman, for allowing me to participate as Chairman in this legislation.
Thank you, Representative Kochek. You did a very good job. We'll have one bill up, Senate Bill 1.